Welcome to another Derby and Derbyshire CCG Safeguarding Adults podcast. In a previous podcast, we heard from colleagues in Derbyshire Safeguarding Adults Board explaining what is a VARM and how it works. In this podcast, you will hear from Nat G and Amanda Clark on how the VARM works for Colin, not his real name, living in Derbyshire.
Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Service shared the following story with us in relation to Colin, an 86-year-old man who was supported via the Vulnerable Adult Risk Management process. Colin has given his permission for us to share his story.
When Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Services visited Colin in his home to provide fire safety advice, the property was found to be very cold and in a poor condition. There was damp and mould, faulty electrics, and the property was hoarded with some routes blocked or partially blocked. Four smoke alarms were installed and a CO2 monitor was placed in the kitchen near to the boiler. New extension leads were needed to be provided. Due to the concerns around the house being cold, Colin was given a winter pack including socks, a hat, gloves and thermal blanket to assist with keeping warm. Colin did have capacity and fully understood the fire safety advice discussed. He agreed that other agencies could be notified to try to provide him with further help and support. As a result, Adult Care arranged for a VARM meeting to take place. The meeting helped identify risks. These included: the cold home environment was preventing Colin's leg ulcer from healing. Colin was using his heating sparingly due to the price of LPG cylinders. A large amount of items were hoarded, blocking escape routes. Risks to neighbouring properties had to be considered. The quality and safety of the electrics was poor in the house. And Colin said the electrics were last checked over 25 years ago. The actions agreed at the VARM meeting were: Adult Care applied for funding through the hoarding grant. Healthy Homes worked with Colin to change gas cylinder supplier and to draft proof some of Colin's home. Environmental Health arranged for a skip to remove excess items. Prior to the skip being used, Derbyshire Fire and Rescue and Adult Care staff supported Colin in removing 86 black bin bags from his property. The British Legion, through their Poppy Call service, arranged for a handyman to complete practical jobs in Colin's home, such as replacing flashing bulbs and helping the front door to close properly. The British Legion also explored funding for white goods and new flooring, and sought support for Colin around hoarding by using a befriending service. A full electrical check was completed. Colin was provided with a new reclining chair and a stair rail was fitted. Citizens' advice were introduced to help him with managing finances, focusing on heating. Neighbouring properties were offered visits for fire safety checks. And finally, Adult Care agreed to continue to provide support.
This case study highlights how the VARM process and shared partnership working proved to be a real success for Colin in being safer in his home, but also improving his emotional state, health and well-being. Here is Colin's view of the VARM process.
The whole process has helped me greatly. It has had more of a positive psychological impact on my life than you will ever know. I feel much safer in my own home, and I feel like I've been spoiled by all the help I've received. I appreciate all the practical help, like the washing machine, fridge freezer, and carpets. And I'm really looking forward to the sketching table, and it will get great use and enjoyment once that comes. I feel lucky that the black cloud over me didn't descend into depression, like it did with Winston Churchill. The best part has been meeting the people and the interaction I've had mainly from social care colleague and from you in the Fire and Rescue Service. Neither of you judge me, and I thank you sincerely for that. Thank you to all colleagues and the service user involved in making this podcast, and we hope the listener will find it helpful in improving their practice. So until next time, take care.